10.14 May and June by Ruth Rendell. Part 1.
Mr. and Mrs. Thrace called their daughters May and June because of the months when they were born. May was the oldest. She was changeable like the month, sometimes warm, sometimes cold, and neither pretty nor clever. June, however, was both, and her sunny personality brought her many admirers. When May was 20, she met a young lawyer called Walter. He was extremely good-looking, and his father was wealthy. May fell passionately in love with him. He asked her to marry him, and of course she accepted. During that time, May almost became beautiful, but the intensity of her passion frightened Mrs. Thrace. June was away from home studying to be a teacher when May and Walter got engaged, so Walter had never met her. But a month before the wedding, June came home for the summer holidays. "It was all very unfortunate," Mrs. Thrace said over and over again. "If Walter had left May for some unknown girl, they would have been furious. But what could they say or do when he had fallen in love with their younger daughter?" May became violent and tried to attack June with a knife.
"We're all terribly sorry for you, darling," said Mrs. Thrace.
"I shall never marry now," said May. "She's ruined my life. She stole my husband."
"He wasn't your husband, May,"
her mother replied. When June and Walter came to visit, May always went out. But she knew about them because she always read June's letters to her mother. She knew that they had a big house, that they collected furniture and pictures, and that they didn't have any children. She knew where they went for their holidays and who their friends were. But she could never discover if Walter loved June or not. She thought that perhaps he was sorry that he had married June and not her. This thought was the only thing that comforted her.